This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel expresses language and cultural diversity as the pride of Nepal. Speaker of the House of Representatives Devaraj Khemiri informs about the beginning of the efforts for constitution amendment. And 6 people die and 10 others missing after record rain causes floods in Japan. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel has expressed the opinion that the pride and identity of Nepal is the diverse language, literature and culture from all the geographical corners. While addressing the award ceremony of the National Poetry Festival 2024 organized on the occasion of the 67th annual celebration of the Nepal Academy at President's office on Monday, President Paudel said it is our utmost duty to protect, enrich and develop our traditional language, literature and culture. The President further expressed hope that in the coming years, poets of all languages of Nepal will participate in the National Poetry Festival and the National Poetry Festival will prove to be a milestone for the development of Nepali poetry. On the occasion, President Paudel also awarded prizes to the winning poets. Speaker of the House of Representatives Devaraj Khemiri has said efforts at the political level have begun to proceed with the constitution amendment. Talking to the media at Biratnagar Airport today, the speaker informed about the need for a wider political understanding of the matters, procedures and time frame of the amendment. The speaker asserted that the resolution of the Civil Service Bill, the bill concerning the Nepal police operation and the bill concerning education would tackle the challenges. Further, Speaker Khemiri said that the Parliament could deliver significantly during its winter session with the endorsement of the bill on transitional justice, the passage of the budget for the current fiscal year and the presentation of a report by the Parliamentary Special Probe Committee regarding misappropriation of the cooperating funds. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addressed the summit of the future session of the 79th United Nations General Assembly on Sunday. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli underscored on the industrialization and increasing the production for combating poverty, which remains as the common challenge of the group of the least developed countries, LDCs. The Prime Minister stated that the LDCs have been adversely affected by the emission of greenhouse gases by developed countries and urged the latter to invest more in climate financing. Noting that hundreds of thousands of children are deprived of their rights to food and education due to poverty, Prime Minister Oli stressed on concerted efforts for poverty alleviation. Similarly, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli held a meeting with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Prime Minister of Bhutan Dasi Sering Tobge on Sunday. In the meeting, matters related to bilateral interest and mutual benefits were discussed. The meeting was also attended by the members of delegations. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. R. Jurana has held separate bilateral meetings with foreign ministers from various countries in New York on Sunday. According to the Foreign Minister's private secretariat, during the meeting, Minister Rana met with Minister for Foreign Affairs of Indonesia, Burundi and Finland. In a meeting with Indonesian counterpart, two key agreements as the bilateral consultation mechanism and the visa exemption agreement for diplomatic and official service passport holders were signed by Minister Rana on behalf of Nepal and Retno L.P. Marsudi on behalf of Indonesia. Minister Rana expressed the hope that newly signed agreements would play an important role in further expanding the mutual relations between the two countries. Similarly, Minister Rana had a talk with her Burundian counterpart Albert Singiro. The two ministers discussed issues including mutual relations and bilateral interest as well as potential future cooperation between the two countries. Additionally, Minister Rana held talks with Finland's Minister and Foreign Trade and Development, Ville Tavio. During the meeting, the two leaders acknowledged over 50 years of strong and friendly relations and cooperation between Nepal and Finland. On the occasion, Minister Dr. Rana appreciated Finland's continued support in Nepal's economic and social sectors. Inspector General of Nepal Police Basanta Bahadur Kaur has left for Greece to take part in the 38th International Drug Enforcement Conference. According to Central Spokesperson and Deputy Inspector General of Police Dan Bahadur Karki, the event to be organized by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration has been scheduled to be held in Athens from September 24 to 26, for which the IGP Kaur has departed. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. 6 people have died and 10 others are missing after record rainfall caused floods and landslides in parts of Japan's Ishikawa Prefecture. The cities of Wajima and Suzu, which are still recovering from a deadly earthquake that devastated the area on 1st of January, are among the hardest hit by the deluge. The rain began on Saturday and continued until noon on Monday. The BBC quoted the local media as saying both cities saw twice the amount of rainfall they typically receive in September in an average year. Dozens of rivers burst their banks, cutting off roads and isolated more than 100 communities across the prefecture. Sri Lanka's new president, Anura Kumara Dissanayake, has been sworn into office, promising clean politics as the country recovers from its worst economic crisis. Saturday's election was the first since 2022 when discontent over the economy fueled mass protests and chased former president Gotabaya Rajapaksa from power. The BBC quoted the newly elected president as saying a new clean political culture must be established. Also, the president added that to win back the people's respect and trust for the political system, the utmost will be done. Self-avowed Marxist Anura Kumara Dissanayake of the People's Liberation Front, JVP, took his oath at the presidential secretariat in Colombo. The Israeli military has said that it is conducting extensive air strikes on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon as cross-border attacks between the two sides continue to ratchet up. The BBC quoted the Israeli military spokesperson Daniel Hagari as saying Lebanese civilians have been warned to move away from areas used by the Iran-backed group for military purposes. At the weekend, Hezbollah struck deep inside Israel, reaching targets in the city of Haifa. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions and at one or two places of rest of the country. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Podel expresses language and cultural diversity as the pride of Nepal. Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Khimire informs about the beginning of the efforts for Constitution Amendment. And 6 people die and 10 others missing after record rain causes floods in Japan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.